Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Can the living be ghosts? I guess you have to almost redefine what you mean by the word ghost. If it means your body being seen by another person in another location where your physical body is not, and your interactions and your emotions and everything about you as if your physical body was there is being seen by another person. That's kind of what a ghost is, except they're dead. At least that's been more the traditional explanation. Someone who's dead and then their energy and their body are being seen by the living. But can that happen while you're still alive? Can you be, for example, in your bedroom, sleeping, or so you think, and in another place at the same time and being seen by the living? It's a whole other layer to the world of paranormal that gets added in when we talk about this. We've had several stories on the show like this. And to me, I think they're some of the most fascinating, because it really opens up the possibility and the world of ghosts and full-bodied apparitions to not just being that of the dead. It could be us right now doing this to each other, and we're thinking, oh gosh, it's somebody who's dead. Who is that? And it could be, you know, Larry down the road who's taking a nap, I guess. I mean, if that's a possibility, it really opens up so many things. In our next story, we have a tale of exactly that happening. A young boy dreaming that he's so dreaming in quotations, I should say, that he's near his grandmother in a very pivotal time of need. And guess what? She sees him. and lives to tell about it too. Take a listen. Life I've had paranormal experiences. As earliest as I can remember, I could never figure out if every single place we ever lived was haunted, or I am haunted. Will I forever be haunted, cursed, or am I just lucky that every house I've lived in has had activity? From small objects moved to full-bodied apparitions, I have enough stories for a lifetime and I'm only 34. But now it affects my daughter. She's 14 and just started high school. On a side note, she's been special since birth, with one green eye and the other one half green, one half brown. She was born that way, and the doctor said it would go away. It never did. Apparently, being sensitive runs deep in our family, which I did not know until recently. I thought it was just my mom, but apparently not. It was my grandmother, my great-grandmother, my great-great-grandmother as well. My mom told me I was sensitive as a kid. You know, that innocent mind and sensitivity to paranormal things. Kids are blank pages and innocent souls who are trusting in everything because they haven't yet been trained by toxic relationships, questionable life choices, and not yet shaped by this fucked up society we live in. My previous two stories were about the demon who plagued me and my sister when I was around 11 years old. Good times. Nothing like Satan pulling you out of bed in the middle of the effing night. I figured today I'd share a story that's on the lighter side. Let me set the scene here. My grandmother and I were very close. I was the second grandchild born into the family, and she and I were always very, very close. She was a typical loving grandma that knitted you a hideous-ass sweater for Christmas that you refused to wear, but wore only on Christmas Day to appear to her that you loved it. So, she didn't beat you with her slipper. Once I got older, she stopped making me sweaters because she started getting sick. She started having kidney troubles when I was in sixth grade, so they did a medical procedure, and she was okay until 6 months later when her other kidney started shutting down. I remember lying in bed and was falling asleep. I always fell asleep quickly when I was a kid, but on this night, I was having a hard time. I started to feel like I couldn't breathe, like an elephant was on my chest. And I started to feel faint, and I could only make a weird squeak noise that bothered my cat and didn't catch my mom's attention. After what seemed like hours, which was probably only seconds, it eased up. I sat up in bed. I was sucking in air so deeply I was trying not to hyperventilate. I finally caught my breath and got up and went downstairs for a glass of water. I drank my water and went back upstairs. I happened to look at the clock across my room and it was 10 p.m. This time is important later. I laid back down and on my back I finally fell asleep. I was transported to my grandmother's house. She lived 5 hours away from us. I saw her sitting on her couch watching TV as she always did at night, cigarette in hand, laughing at one of her VHS reruns of the Andy Griffith Show. A smile came across my lips and I shook my head and sat down next to her. I said, Grandma, but she didn't turn and look at me. She ignored me. And I said, Grandma, and she looked at me but didn't say anything. She only smiled. I looked at her clock and it was on her wall. It said 10 p.m. I stood up from the couch and was going to try something else to get her attention, but I looked over and she was laid over the couch on her side like she fell to the side and was just lying there. I started shaking her and yelling for her, but no response. I didn't even know if she could feel me or hear me. I was trying like crazy to wake her, but I got nothing. She was gasping for air, as if she were drowning, but there was no water. She was just lying there, gasping, dying, and I was powerless, completely powerless. Nixon dropped on her. I started screaming as tears ran hot down my cheeks and dropped on her shirt. After what felt like an eternity, my grandfather entered the room and saw her and said, Beverly, you okay? No response.
I was screaming and screaming to help her. Damn it, help her! He called 911 and was trying to wake her. After what felt like an eternity, there was a knock on her door. And as the door opened, I was back in my room, lying there in bed, while the faintest of light was coming in my window. 5:45 a.m. on Friday. 15 minutes before my alarm was going to go off to get up for school. I thought that was very strange dream indeed. It was so vivid. It still gets me when I think about it because of how real it seemed. What does the actual dream mean? What the fuck just happened? I proceeded to get up and get ready for school. My day went by slowly. The day dragged on from class to class, robotic talking and movement until the bell rang for lunch. I was on my way to the cafeteria when I was paged to go to the office. What did I do now? I went to the office and there stood my mom, eyes swollen and red, her face stained with tear streaks. She said, "We have to go. Grandma's in the hospital. I already packed your bags. Your sister and dad will meet us there. They already left. Come on, let's go." We walked to the car and I jumped in the passenger seat and just sat there. My stomach started to turn into knots and I choked tears back with everything I could, remembering that dream of the night before. What if? I asked my mom what happened and she explained, "Last night, Grandpa found Grandma on the couch and thought she had fallen asleep, but she was suffocating. The ambulance got there and they had to revive her twice before getting into the ambulance. They had to shock her a couple more times in the ambulance. She's in the hospital because her other kidney failed. She was literally choking on her own fluids because her kidney was not working to filter it out of her body." I started bawling. My mom reassured me that she was stable now, at least, and we could see her. We arrived at the hospital in the evening and I remember walking into the hospital. Everything in slow motion. The rush of people running around the hospital, kids crying, adults waiting and waiting for their number to be called. My mom ushered me to sit down with my sister and my cousin. We all just sat there, staring down at our feet, wondering when we would hear any news about Grandma. My mom came over and said it would be a couple of hours before we could see her, so get comfy. I looked at my cousin and we started making small talk. She was only a year and a half older than me, so we were close. We were gossiping about the latest, and as I tried to laugh and have fun, I felt broken and helpless, like I was a weathered statue, slowly crumbling and falling to pieces on the ground. After a while, my mom came out and said, "Grandma is asking for you." I got excited and jumped up out of my chair, and they gave me a visitor's pass, and I followed my mom back to her room. I rounded the corner, and there she was, lying there smiling at me. I ran to her side and started bawling, just because I was happy to see her awake. She wasn't lying there gasping for air and suffocating. She put her arm out and I leaned down and hugged her. She held me as tight as she could and kissed my cheek. I told her I was happy to see her and that she was okay. I didn't bother to notice it upon entering because I was so focused on the very sight of her, but she was in the middle of dialysis. I saw her tubes coming from her fistula in her forearm. They put the fistula in her arm a month prior to this episode in case they would need to do dialysis in the future because of her kidney function that was very much declining at the time. My mom left the room and closed the door. I pulled up the chair next to her bed and sat down. I grabbed her hand and she just looked at me and said, "You were up way past your bedtime last night. Is that why you're so tired?" I was floored. Speechless. "Did she really see me?" I replied, "Yes, I was up late." She said, "I know." I smiled because I saw you there. "But scream louder next time." She chuckled. I just sat there staring at her. How? How on earth did she see me? How was I even there? So many questions I've never found answers to. What do you guys think? Was I actually there that night? On my grandmother's couch? She saw me. I remember being there. The night I've written in about was her first hospitalization over the course of 6 years. She passed away 6 years after this hospitalization. I'm still stuck wondering what was going on that night. Astral projection? A wrinkle in time? I don't know if we'll ever fully understand. Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.